Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Wolf Rider Productions and Realm present ElfQuest, Journey to Sorrow's End, directed by Fred Greenhalgh. Episode 8.
We made our way back to the clearing where Mad Coil had attacked our hunting party. Nothing was left. We could find no sign of the fallen Wolf Riders or Joyleaf. Deep into the forest, far beyond the boundaries of the Holt, we followed Mad Coil's foul stench. Bearclaw. I tried to speak to him, to understand what was happening. But he wouldn't say a word. A kind of weird bond formed between us and our prey. In that unfamiliar part of the woods, we knew Mad Coil controlled the chase, toying with us, luring us with its growls and nasty spore on an endless vain search into dead ends. Then, as though the monster wished it, Bearclaw whistled a fine. Mad Coil's empty den. What is it?
Shh. The beast's den. I'm going in.
You can't. Father! There was no telling how long the thing had dwelled in that reeking hole, or what mad urge had brought it slithering to our territory to do its bloody work. It's foul as death in here.
Quiet, son.
There are so many bones. Human beast. And elf. By traces of scent, we could tell. Bones of friends we loved. A skull. Mother's.
His mother, so cruelly slain.
We hid ourselves near the entrance to the den, ready to ambush the beast. There we waited and waited, though my heart pounded at the thought of sheathing my blade in the monster's eye. I was worn out. I couldn't stay awake. Bearclaw kept watch alone.
Our beast. Just like we both want.
Father? Mother?
Shh, cub. Stay asleep. This bit I need to do alone. I could have done a better job showing how I love you. When you have cubs of your own, do better.
All right, Matt Coyle. So you know I've been waiting for you. You call me mocking? Challenging me? Yes! Yes, curse you. I will come.
Father!
Come on! Come on, you stinking, misbegotten brute! You're mine! Mine! That's all you got? How about this?
By the time I got there, Matt Coyle had fled into the thicket, and my sire lay spilling his lifeblood on the ground.
Father!
Finish it for me. Tam, finish it for me. My chief, my son, Jake New Moon, your hand is mine now. When you strike, I will strike too.
I swear, Father, we'll finish it together. Who's there? I see you on the ledge. Show yourself!
From the shadows came a pack of unknown wolves from another part of the wood, led by Bearclaw's own mount.
Blackfell, you followed us. You've come for your rider. You are a true wolf friend. Thank you.
I lifted my father's body and placed it on Blackfell's back. The great pitch-dark wolf carried him into the woods, vanishing almost as quickly as he came.
Bearclaw always was closer to the wolves than to his own kind.
He will run with them forever. Part of their spirit and their blood.
Oh. How terrible for him. Wait, sister!
I called to a gray wolf who trailed behind the others. She paused to listen.
You must help me keep my promise to Bearclaw. My pack lives farther from here than I can send. I want them to come to me now while Matt Coyle lies wounded in its den. Call them, sister. Call them.
So she did. From hill to glen, to flea-ridden cubhole, the call was taken up until all the woodland sang with it. And before the sun had set on the following day.
Are you a cutter? Thank the High Ones. We'd given you up for lost.
We heard the call and we came. All of us who were able, that is. So what are we...
Bearclaw is dead.
Oh.
What is your will, my chief?
Matt Coyle can be killed. Bearclaw wounded it, but he was wrong to think he could destroy the monster alone. I promised Bearclaw I'd finish what he began, but I need all of you to help me. Will you?
As though he even needed to ask. Of course we helped. Every one of us. To an elf.
He told us his plan. It was a good one. And made the best use of each of us.
We built a net. The largest net we'd ever made. He set Red Lance and Strongbow to finding vines as thick around as an elf's arm.
Then Nightfall, Skywise, and Clearbrook wove them all together.
Made sure these stones are tightly woven into the net before Pike coats it with sap.
And let me tell you, it took a tree's age to get all that sap off. I was sticky for days.
Only the stars know how you got it in your eyebrows, Pike.
Then Tree Stump and Scouter hoisted the net up and stretched it between several tree limbs.
It's heavy. Choose the strongest branches. I don't want any of you falling before you're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Then we all climbed into the trees to wait. Our chief prepared to play bait in a trap he himself had set.
It's time, Matt Coyle. We can smell your fear. You know we're here and why.
It's afraid of us. And we're so small.
We can think and act as one. That makes us big. It's time. Remember, when I yell, all of you jump down at the same time. It'll be just like catching a bear.
Matt Coyle is worse than eight bears. Be careful, Cutter. We can't lose you two.
Nightrunner, I thought I caught your scent. You're supposed to be hiding with the rest of the pack. Well, I guess you won't let me do this alone. Well, let's go then. Back to the Beast's Lair.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
The den entrance gaped like a black, toothless mouth, and an ugly stench poured from it. It was the smell of sickness and rot, of fear and madness and terrible pain. So, you're poisoned by your own filth, Matt Coyle. Bearclaw hurt you more than I guessed. It's too much to hope you'll die on your own. Come on out! You took my parents and the others. Now try to take me.
Don't think. Just come on, bloodsucker.
I'm waiting!
It leapt for me. A snake with the head and claws of a lion. Black and scaly. A mouth with poisoned fangs that could tear my flesh and swallow me whole. Bearclaw had gashed its throat, which slowed it enough so I could turn and run. I never ran so fast. Not from humans out for elf blood. Not from the fire in our hold. Never has death chased my tail so close.
Get ready!
Now!
Yeah!
Send all you want, you magic-born mistake! I know you now. Bearclaw, Joyleaf, guide my sword!
For a moment, I didn't know if it had worked. The monster flung me aside and I hit the ground hard. Sure, I'd broken my back. I fought to lift my head.
Cutter! You did it, lad! Right through the eye! Mad Coil is finished!
So that's how, through a pool of old magic gone bad, we brought a monster on ourselves, and how we destroyed it together. And if Bearclaw were here, he'd howl for dreamberries after such a long tale.
Well, I say you left something out, Cutter.
I'm sure I left many things out. Like I said, I'm not the best storyteller. What did I forget?
You told the story beautifully, my chief. What you left out is only this. Bearclaw gave us a good, hard life. Harder, perhaps, than it had to be at times. But you've given us a whole new way to live. Here in a wondrous new land, with others of our kind. And that's something Bearclaw never dreamed of.
We howl for you, Cutter, blood of 10 chiefs. And come what may, we follow you. Oh.
Leta, daughter of the Sun Village, slips away from her hiding place with unexpected tears streaking her face. When she reclaims her place in her bed of silken cushions and rabbit furs, she understands that she has been changed. There is sand between her toes, and a name in her mind that calls again and again.
Tim.
But as an alluring song this time.
Tim.
And not a nightmare.
Tim. It seems I, too, have much to learn.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
You've been listening to ElfQuest, the audio movie, a Wolf Rider Productions podcast presented by Realm, directed by Fred Greenhalgh, developed by Warp Graphics, Diegez Media, and Blue Jay Atlantic in association with the Fantasy Network. Based on ElfQuest, created by Wendy Peeney and Richard Peeney, script by Alexander Danner, James Leva, and Fred Greenhalgh, creative consultant, Wendy Peeney, creative producers, Jay Woodward and Fred Greenhalgh, executive producers, Wendy Peeney and Richard Peeney, starring Cree Summer as Sava, Divinity Rocks as Leta, Yasha Jackson as Shenshen, Alejandro Saab as Cutter, Aaron Douglas as Tree Stump, Will Friedle as Strongbow, Cassidy Kasten as Dart, Claire Kramer as Clearbrook, Zara Fazel as Moonshade, Brennan Lee Mulligan as Pike, Jonathan Woodward as One-Eye and Woodlock, Thomas Trinh as Scouter, Amber Benson as Nightfall, Nicole Maines as Dewshine, Jeffrey Vincent Parise as Bearclaw, Lisa Coronado as Joyleaf, David Mizuchowski as Rain the Healer, and Ray Porter as Mad Coil. Wolf Howls by Early Bird Campaign Backers. Casting by Stephanie Clapper Casting, CSA. Original score and composition by Frank Schulmeier. Dialogue editing by Jason DeWald and Remy Dickinson. Sound design by Jason DeWald and Rory O'Shea. Sound design by Frank Schulmeier and Rory O'Shea. Final mix and master by Rory O'Shea. Post-production supervisor, Fred Greenhalgh. ASL version produced by The Knack Factory. Find it using the link in the metadata of this podcast. Thank you to our Early Bird, Kickstarter, and BackerKit backers, without whom this production would not be possible. Thank you so much, everybody. Special thanks to Sandy Resnick for helping travelers find each other along the way. Learn more and follow the adventure at elfquest.com/audio-movie. That's elfquest.com/audio-movie.